The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody. And now, Steve Goody.
Okay, here we go. It is Saturday, December 1st, 2018. This is the last day of the Big Dumb Tour Autumn 2018. I am on my way to Tampa, Florida. When last we spoke, if I'm not mistaken, it was Monday, the 26th of November. I was on my way from Washington, D.C. to New Jersey, and I'm going to try and catch up on everything that's happened, just hitting the highlights in the next few minutes. So I got to Blackwood, New Jersey, where my friend Kiki put me on the radio. The plan was to be in front of a live studio audience and broadcast and record for future broadcasts, but there was a breakdown in communication, and that's what you like to hear in a radio station, the breakdown of communication, because radio is really not really about communication. It's fine. Kiki is my friend. We sat and chatted. I played some songs. It was fun. We had some lunch. Then I headed up to Easton, Pennsylvania, where my friends Heidi and Matt live. Heidi and Matt, I met them in Nashville. At the time, I don't think they were married. Heidi was a songwriter who commuted from Colorado to Nashville to record songs. She recorded some in my studio. She and Matt lived in Colorado. Then they moved to New Jersey. When they first moved to New Jersey, they had zero children. Now they have five. Let's see if I can run down the names. Lula, Hagen, let's start again. Lula, Hagen, Kempfert, Norma, and Della. And they're all sweet and smart and funny. I had dinner with them. We traded knock-knock jokes. The classic knock-knock joke. Knock-knock, who's there? Interrupting cow. Interrupting cow who... Moo! They found that hilarious because it is a classic. I've heard that one all my life. And I taught them a couple of mine based on that. Knock, knock. Who's there? Interrupting vegetarian. Interrupting vegetarian. Meat is murder! Oh, how they laughed. Laughed and laughed. Then we did it again. Knock, knock. Who's there? Interrupting dental assistant. Interrupting dental assistant who? Interrupting dental assistant... Interrupting dental assistant who? You haven't been flossing and brushing enough! Ah, what a time we had. The kids went to bed, I went to sleep, woke up in the morning, made paper airplanes. And, oh, this was fun. Matt told me that I had imparted a great lesson on their children the evening before. And really, I did? I don't remember saying anything even vaguely intelligent, let alone worth remembering that would be helpful in someone's life in the future. But he said, no, when you told them that jokes are the funniest the first time and they get a lot less funny the more times you tell them. And he thanked me and shook my hand and got down on his knees and cried a little bit and told me how grateful he was that they had that information now. I'm exaggerating. Still, it's pretty good. So that was Tuesday morning, the 27th, and I drove from there down to Washington, D.C., hung out with my sister and my nephew again for another evening, and then stuck around on Wednesday, the 28th. Let's see what I do. I did Washington, D.C. stuff. Yeah, I sure did. That means I worked with my computer and bought a microphone and yeah. Then on Thursday, I drove down to Charlotte, North Carolina, where my old friend Deb Slatkin lives. Deb's awesome. She runs Neon Works, Charlotte's finest neon bending purveyor of neon things. She's an artist, and she bends neon and does it for all sorts of reasons, advertising and art, and man, she's amazing at it. She's been doing it for 25 years in Charlotte, originally from Long Island. Her parents and my parents have been friends for 1,000 billion years. So when we were growing up, Deb and her brother Michael, I believe, are each just a little bit older than my sister Sharon and I. So we called them cousins. But they're not actually cousins. But it's fine. Okay, it's fine. And hung out with her. Man, hadn't seen her in almost 20 years. I think we just talked politics and had dinner and talked stuff and everything. And then, oh, my computer exploded. I was trying to open up my computer to show her some of the funny stuff I do on stage, and the computer would not start, and it had me in a bit of a tizzy, because it was really absolutely refusing to start. And I had a show the following night and the night after that, and those are going to be the last two shows of this tour. And oh my God, come on, commuter has to work, computer has to work. I was up and then asleep and then up and then asleep all night long trying to massage the thing into working again. You know how it is with Windows. Try this cleaning thing. Try this Microsoft Security Essentials thing. Try this, try that. Meanwhile, I'm planning, okay, when I get to Hilton Head tomorrow, eventually, I need to go straight to a Best Buy and buy a computer and somehow get my PowerPoint presentation out of this current screwing up computer into the new. I had it all planned out, the whole timetable, and it was going to be tight because I got shows to do, and setting up for a show is a thing. And you know, anyway, the next morning the computer started up again, and I have not turned it off since. It's going to stay on and hang in there. Well, anyway, on Friday, with a working computer that was in the sleep mode, I drove to Greenwood, South Carolina, to meet my friend Trey. I did a show at Trey's, well, at a place that Trey frequents for music and stuff, back in August. And that was fun. And when I played that show back in August, I mistakenly left my television stand, this big, huge metal thing that holds up a television, because I use a TV as part of my show. I had since ordered another one. But I asked Trey, just hang on to that one, and someday when I'm coming back through Greenwood, South Carolina, I'll pick it up. Well, I did, and he bought me a bagel, which was very nice of him. Then I carried on down to Hilton Head, South Carolina, at the home of my friends Barb and Jack. I've played for them before in their ballroom-type clubhouse thing down there in the Del Webb community in Hilton Head, South Carolina. A lot of golfers and folks and people who play shuffleboard. 55 and up. Oh, they're fabulous. And Barb and Jack had the dandy idea of me play in their garage, with the audience somewhat in the garage and somewhat in the driveway. And okay, this is my first drive-in theater experience. And although perhaps not ideal, because it broke a few rules. Rule number one, never perform during daylight. Rule number two, never perform outdoors. Rule number three, never perform in a Del Webb community. I'm kidding about the last one. It still went pretty well. And I gotta say, playing a drive-in like that, the easiest load-in and load-out ever of my life, because I could literally back the car onto the stage, unload all my crap, move the car, do the show, then back the car back onto the stage, load all the stuff in. I gotta say, it has its advantages. So, did that show, and we started at 3. I was done by 4:30, so everybody could get the early bird dinner special on Friday night in Hilton Head, South Carolina, and then hung out with Barb and Jack. And this morning, got up at 5:30, driving down to Tampa, Florida. And now, I'm about an hour away from Tampa. When I get there, get to hang out with my friend Nicole, and then the friends who are putting on the show in their house, Jackie and Eric, and it's going to be a big, fun time, and I'm quite excited. I don't want to get too excited, because if you're too excited about a show, you're generally let down by your own performance, but I think this could be a really fun one. I hope it is. It's the last one of this tour. It may be the last full hour show I do this year, and I'm hoping it feels like a culmination of all the things I've learned and the new things I've added to the show in the past year. So here's the hoping. So, in honor of that, here's a song, which I haven't picked out yet as I'm recording this. Please subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Hey, kids, it's time to get in the car. Let's go.
Come on, Peggy. Dee, get in the car. You heard your father.
We're going off to Grandma's. It's a 7-hour drive. It feels more like 10 million. Don't think I can survive. We're barely out of town. I'm already bored to tears. Cause I just chowed down my last three musketeers.
Are we there yet?
Dad, step on the gas. How many more miles, how many more minutes? I'm strapped in my seat, don't wanna stay in it. I know, I asked 5 minutes ago. Man, the time is going slow. Are we there yet? My sister Peggy's teasing me. I pinch her leg, Mom catches me.
We got 3 hours to go precisely. Both to sit there nicely.
We watch the passing license plates, call out the names of their states. That's a ton of fun, 5 minutes max. I pull Peggy's hair, a sneak attack.
Are we there yet? Dad, step on the gas.
How many more miles, how many more minutes? Why can't Grandma come to our house to visit? I know, I asked 2 minutes ago. My rear end's just about killing me. So are we there yet? Mom drags out Harry Potter. Peggy's reading it to me. While the kids in the fancy SUVs watch their fancy DVDs. I play with the boogers in my nose, stick them to the car windows. And Dad says,
hey, what do you know? I do believe we're here.
Now we're here! Yes!
Dad stepped on the gas. No more miles, no more minutes. There's a swimming pool. I'm gonna jump in it. I hope the time will go real slow. Now we're here. I don't wanna go. I'm gonna play and play and play all day. We'll stay here till I'm old and gray. Let's buy a blend, Dad. What do you say? We're here. We're here. We're here. Finally.
And now it is Sunday, December 2nd, 2018, and I am driving back to Nashville. The autumn leg of the Big Dumb Tour 2018 is over. And I've got a little under 7 hours left to drive. Been on the road for 3 hours, got up at 5 this morning, and I'm feeling a cold coming on. I think I've been fighting off disease for the past 7 weeks, and I suspect it's about to hit me, but maybe not. I'll take some vitamin C and some cranberry crap, and we'll just see what happens. But I am headed north, just crossed the Florida-Georgia line, and I never say Florida-Georgia line. Never. So, last night's show was a lot of fun at the home of Eric and Jackie, and also co-sponsored by my friend Nicole, who is quite awesome and is doing some amazing things with her life right now, which I'm not going to describe in the interest of anonymity, but yeah, go Nicole. The show, man, it was Eric and Jackie really, really prepared for this. When they first saw me 3 months ago at Nicole's house doing a show, they said, you need to come to our house, and then they moved. They changed houses. So this was their housewarming party at their new house, and it's a very nice house, and they're doing really cool things with it. And they had about, I think, 30 or 40 people. Most of whom were really, really nice. Well, all of them were really, really nice. Some of whom got really drunk and then became less nice and more of a challenge. But that's all right. We know who we're talking about, Chris. Yes, we do. But it was pretty darn cool. Let's see. What were the highlights? Well, got to go through my whole show with mostly enthusiastic responses where I expected them to be. I kind of forgot that I'd rearranged it a little bit, so I thought I was going to the United Airlines song, and up pops the Amber on Facebook bit. Oops. Oh, well. We just played with that. It was just fine. Had a couple good ad-libs. Also had a couple moments where I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get you guys to shut up and pay attention again. Like, I have completely lost control. But then we all got back together on the same page. I got one encore that I requested. I do the enforced encore bit at the end of the show. But then they asked for another one. That was totally unscripted, and so that was rather gratifying. I did the dickhead song at the end, and yay. It was pretty good. I give it a B+. Way to end this tour. Now I'm on my way home, and I'm plotting things now. And the best way to have a drive, when you have to drive over like 10 hours to get somewhere, which I have to do today because I got to be at the Bluebird tonight, so I got to get this drive done in one shot. Having something to think about that you're planning, and I've thought of something to think about, a plan. I've been saying for a couple of months now that the Netflix people are not talking to me, so I'm going to make my own Notflix special. I've been recording every show, as I always do, wearing the same outfit in front of the same red backdrop. And the goal is to edit this together into something that looks like a Netflix special. But, you know, when they do theirs, obviously, they have a budget and a crew, and it's somebody with a big name who can attract a big crowd and a big theater. And they've got, you know, the jib camera that does the cool swooping over the audience shots, and the performers walking all over the stage, and the camera follows them with a spotlight. And, you know, it's obviously professionally done, and the performer isn't in charge of all the tech. As opposed to me performing in people's living rooms where I bring all the lights and the sound and the backdrop and the computer and the video screen, and I have to put it all together myself because I'm this little comedian that nobody ever heard of. But I'm hatching a plan of how to stitch this all together. I've got video from at least 30 shows, maybe 40, something like that. Some of them are shit, but some of them are actually not bad. And in the later ones, I've got a separate audio recorder, so I get much better sound than in the earlier ones. And obviously, in the later ones, I'm getting better at it. And I've got new material that I think is working better than the old material. I think from all these shows, which are averaging about an hour and 20 minutes, I can put together one solid 40-minute video. And I've been thinking about how to do it. I think I will open it with me just sitting at home talking to the camera, saying what I just said. You know, the Netflix people are not talking to me, so this is my Notflix special. And then I'll bring up a logo that's a parody of the Netflix logo, but it'll say Notflix. And then I'll chat just a little bit before we get going about how what I just said. I'm this little comedian nobody ever heard of, and I'm playing living rooms, and I'm going to make it look like a Netflix special. And then we'll cut to some video, something funny, hopefully. Do a few minutes of that, then cut back to me chatting, and then cut back to the video. So there will be some give and take of reality of me just describing how this, I know this is lame and pathetic, but hopefully it's funny while it's lame and pathetic. Put together the computer stuff, the musical stuff, the chatting with the audience stuff, the putting things in audiences' heads stuff. And having something like this to think about, this is what I'm going to do for the next month. Because the next month, I expect to be doing very few performances in front of people. The touring is over for the year, but I got to stick all this together, and that will be a fun thing. Meanwhile, I'll be dealing with my dear departed friend Suki's estate, because I'm the executor of her estate, and this is the month to deal with all that. The taxes, the folks who might be challenging the will, who knows. And dealing with my own tax situation, which got a little screwed up in the past couple years. No big thing, but we got to get it all straightened out between the Obamacare stuff, the ACA, my healthcare advocate, my tax professional, and me, all of whom are having trouble communicating with each other, and that has got to get straightened out before I get a damn audit. And then getting Suki stuff ready to do an estate sale, and then sell her house. And also upgrading my recording studio. So I'll be doing a little bit of recording, a little bit of performing, but mostly getting it together for this Notflix special. Also putting together my new album. Also doing a new funny song for thefump.com. And I think the one I'll be doing will be something I just tried for the first time last night on stage. Elmer Fudd sings Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and it's really, really stupid. I'm looking forward to that. So I think that's what's in the works for the next month or two. Stay tuned. I will continue podcasting. It won't be as regular or maybe even as entertaining or maybe even as in existence as it has been, but I'll do the best I can. Thank you for listening. Thank you all. Thank you all so much for being such wonderful fans. Thanks to Bethany, my fan club president, for being awesome. This is Steve on I-75 in southern Georgia on my way to Nashville. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening. Bye!